Chapter 3, Cultural and Linguistic Diversity and Exceptionality. In Chapter 3, we looked at the changing face of the United States. In the past few decades, the makeup of the public school education has dramatically changed. The student population is becoming increasingly heterogeneous. In fact, some of the futurists predict that by 2020, over half of the children in public schools in the United States will be children from culturally linguistically diverse backgrounds. Having said that, the problem comes because the teacher workforce has not kept pace with this increasing change in the student population. The overwhelming majority of educators today are females, typically from white middle-class backgrounds. Because we're talking about diversity and exceptionality, some of the key terms that you were introduced to was multicultural education, bilingual education, and then the broad arena of student diversity and how the schools are meeting the needs of students who have both language differences and come from a culturally diverse background. Because of this growing population, one of the concepts that special education has wrestled with for more than 30 years is the disproportionate representation of children of color in special education programs. For a variety of reasons, children who are African American are typically overrepresented in programs for children with intellectual disabilities and those that have emotional and behavioral disorders. Interestingly, they are underrepresented in programs for students who are gifted and talented. Part of the problem is with the adequacy of our assessment process. Are we really assessing what these children know, or are we just assessing their acculturation or assimilation into American culture? Sometimes developing non-discriminatory assessments is a difficult process, and teachers always need to be aware of what they are asking of their students. One of the problems that has arisen from this situation is teasing out diversity from exceptionality. In many instances, diversity is mistaken for exceptionality, and children are incorrectly placed in programs for children with disabilities when they really do not have a disability, and therefore their educational experiences are not what they should be.